they certainly keep it locked down. So in the old software, it was the same thing. You got an entitlement key through your Motorola Online account. You had to take a little online class, and then you would get usually 10 entitlement keys. And when you burned one up on a computer, it was gone. Okay, and then you would use it on another computer or laptop, and you'd lose another one. But they give you like 10 or 5 or something like that. And so you know, it was kind of the same. If you lost the computer, you lost the key, and you had. But they gave you like 5 or 6, and you had to, whatever that was supposed to do. So a little different model now. I think it's only like $5 or something stupid, but you got to redo it for every computer. So shrug, that's not a big deal. I think the only one we want is the wideband, right? And you know what I don't understand? When Motorola does wideband on the APX series, or narrowband, it's only narrowband where it needs to be. It knows not to narrowband on ham, and it knows not to narrowband on GMRS. You know, it only narrowbands where it has to narrowband by FCC law. So why the hell doesn't it do, why can't they do that in the XBR software?